To say finding a consistent teacher for the school in Yuzinki was difficult would be an understatement. The village's school serves 13 students, with one teacher for elementary kids and another for secondary students.
This all started at the beginning of the school year.
That's Carrie Ivory, the administrator for the native village of Yuzinki. She says the first secondary school teacher that arrived at the beginning of the school year had issues with housing and eventually left when they got sick.
We thought she was just leaving to get treated, but she never came back.
That teacher left the village the next month, and students at the secondary school went without a consistent teacher throughout the semester. The district hired someone else in January, but that person was fired within weeks. Students have been attending classes and had daily check-ins with counselors in addition to the substitutes, but they haven't had a consistent adult in the room to build rapport with and support them. Ivory says the students need more from the district.
In the meantime, they have two different people taking turns coming out here, not covering the full week, and these students are falling through the cracks.
Recently, the district found two long-term substitutes that arrived on the island last week and started the classroom on Monday. The candidate pool has been thinner than usual, and the district just hasn't had as much interest for rural schools like Yuzinki. This has been part of a trend of struggles to find teachers across the state, especially since the pandemic. Cindy Mika is the Kodiak Island Borough School District Superintendent. She says when they do find the right staff to serve those communities, they're more likely to be retained.
The best for us is to find someone that's going to fit in and enjoy that remote lifestyle, and that's going to be able to integrate well with the community.
Peggy Azuyek is the Director of Rural Schools and Principal of all five of the district's rural schools. She says it's been an unprecedented year for districts across the state. Azuyek says she feels for the students in Yuzinki, but KIBSD didn't have a lot of options.
Losing a teacher in September, it's devastating because, you know, all of the hiring pools have already been exhausted.
KIBSD posts jobs by location in the hopes that they find teachers who are drawn to work in rural areas. If they struggle to fill a position, staff will look at applicants using the state's network and vet them to see if it will be a good fit. Azuyek says the couple that's in Yuzinki now could just be what the students need to end the year strong.
So we were happy to bring on two teachers to finish out the school year.
Unfortunately, the couple are retired and legally can't take on a full contract, so the students will have another new teacher this fall. But the lack of consistency could have bigger consequences. It could push parents to leave the village altogether to find better education for their kids. If the school's total student count drops below 10, the state won't fund them. That puts a lot of pressure on the teachers in Yuzinki. Ivory says she understands the struggle to find staff, but the rural schools need to be as much a priority as filling positions in town.
And I know that dealing with the small rural communities isn't as impactful as dealing with the high school or the Kodiak schools, but it's impactful to us. It's impactful to our students.
Ivory says she hopes the district learns from its mistakes in this situation and for an improved system the next time rural schools need new staff. Meanwhile, a new teacher has already been hired for next year and is expected to move to the village this fall. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Benoit.